producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Greetings, welcome to the second hour of Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com. On Twitter at Go Vegan Radio, Facebook, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and WorldVeganSummit.com, happening next July. You can register now. Check it out. It will be amazing. It's the vegan answer to the meat industry animal rights conference that just took place and gave an egg salesman its highest accolade. So more about that later this hour with some really smoking gun audio for you. But we're talking to Ellen Jaffe Jones, the author of Eat Vegan on $4 a Day, we were getting to Paleo Vegan before the break, and Ellen, you were saying that, you being a runner and holding, an amazing running record for you as a vegan, or for anyone, so you were saying that some of your running friends were saying that they were getting into the Paleo diet?
That is correct, and I forced myself to read some of these meat-based paleo books, and I had the sense that they were really just like Atkins or the South Beach diet or the Zone diet, polished up, cleaned up a little bit. Some of the books allowed dairy, some of them didn't. And the interesting thing is that no doctor to date has written a paleo book. It's basically somebody's romantic version of how they believed that our Paleolithic relatives ate a million years ago up until about 10,000 years ago at the beginning of agriculture.
With the Atkins diet, or I call it the Fatkins diet, where is he today? And all I remember would be all the health warnings that were out at that time, and you know the concerns about kidney damage and all. So what's everybody saying that's so great about the paleo diet, other than what they're being allowed to eat what they want to eat? They want to be told they can eat what they want to eat, or?
Exactly right. Good news about our bad habits. Now, what a vegan diet or a healthy vegan diet has in common with paleo, and this is really what I tried to do is bridge the gap in my book, is that it's unprocessed food. And, if your great-great-great-grandmother wouldn't recognize it, then it's probably not something you would want to be eating, according to the paleo folks. Now, you know, they get into this concept of humanely raised meat, which, of course, as we all know, that's kind of a myth out there, too. This idea that we can somehow eat foods in a more natural state and then that makes it okay to consume meat and dairy. And, of course, they are still, I believe, going to be having the same kidney problems if they do this long term. Many of the issues that were common and still are common with the high-protein diets, whether you call it Atkins or the Zone or whatever it is, you know, it's very high protein is going to be a real burden on the kidneys and the heart. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of these folks are athletes, so I think that some of their heart issues may be disguised for a while. But eventually, you know, I certainly know runners my age who are having heart issues, and it is because they've consumed too much meat and dairy over their life, and they don't get that. And it's very frustrating to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, animal protein is deadly. I mean, it's carcinogenic, and they're still getting high saturated fat and cholesterol, too, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, there's, it's just as bad whether it's humanely raised or is more in a natural state. It's going to have the same amount of cholesterol, of course.
Mm-hmm. Is Hillary Clinton on the paleo diet? Is that...
No, don't get me started. Oh, too late. You did.
I did.
You know, she met this doctor, Mark Hyman, just happened to meet him at breakfast one morning, and they got to talking, and so he somehow convinced her that a paleo diet would be a good thing for her and Bill. So that is what I've read online. Of course, you know, it's a very credible source, but I have read that in a number of places and assuming that's true. Celebrities, it's hard, you know, they go with the wind. All I can tell you is I've eaten a plant-based diet for the better part of 30 years as I watched my mom and both sisters get breast cancer. We were part of the original breast cancer gene studies, and I have three daughters, and I just wanted to use my investigative reporting skills to figure out the truth about food. And I have done a ton of research and reading, and I have nothing to sell, no axe, no agenda, no axe to grind specifically. I mean, I do this for health, but I also do it for the animals because as a reporter, I covered some of the worst animal abuse stories of my life. And just I was also a La Leche League leader, breastfeeding information and support group, and this idea that a baby would be ripped from your breast as you're feeding it so that your milk could be used for another species is just mind-boggling.
It is. I mean, when we think about it, but luckily we don't think about it. Nobody encourages us to think about it, right? So it's like you get all the commercials, and now even I see some of the so-called vegans, people at Farm Sanctuary are saying, well, you know, but we really shouldn't encourage people to be vegan because giving up dairy is too difficult. So we really can't ask people to give up dairy because it's too hard. But, yeah, what's the point of that? I mean,
well, you're right. These rape machines that they use to extract the milk or, you know, encourage the cows to be producing milk, I mean, it is just nuts. And all these videos and the information is out there now. It's very hard to stick your head in the sand and pretend that you don't see. And yet there is a lot of money to be lost in this battle. And the dairy industry is incredibly well-funded. As a runner and as a certified running coach, I saw a program a few years ago on an agenda called Marketing Chocolate Milk as the Ideal Recovery Drink for Children. And I'm going, are you kidding me? And they give out free chocolate milk at the end of races, a little carton to every finisher. I mean, it's so insidious. And
Ben and Jerry's has an ice cream flavor now that's supposed to fight climate change. So, you know.
Yeah, right.
So also, Ellen Jaffe Jones, Kitchen Divided, what's that book about?
Well, as I went on the road talking about eat vegan on $4 a day, I offhandedly asked my audiences, so how many of you live in mixed marriages where one of you is veg and the other is not? And a lot of eye rolling and many people raising their hands, and I thought, you know, I really need to address that. So a lot of the recipes in that book are the kinds of recipes where you can prepare your entree as a vegan and then the meat eater can throw in whatever they want to throw in, or maybe the entree for you is their side dish. And what I wanted to do was streamline the cooking process so that a vegan would not feel like they have to be a short order chef cooking different meals for everybody at different times of the day.
Hmm. I see. Okay. So do you have a website and how people can get your books and reach you?
Yeah, my website is vegcoach.com, and I'm also all over Facebook. You know, each book has its own Facebook page, and me individually, of course, Twitter, YouTube, you know, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's quite amazing, really. You're first in Florida in the 50, 100, 200, 400, 800, and 1500 meters. Is anybody competing against you, or are you the only one in these races?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I mean, you know, I do kind of joke that I do win my age group a lot because it's just about showing up. But that's not really true. Actually, it's incredibly competitive. And when I competed at the National Senior Games a couple of years ago, I think the reason I did so well, in particular in the 1500, which is a longer race, is because the shorter distances were on day one and day two. And by day three at the check-in registration table, I was hearing all all these meat-eating women going, oh, you know, I'm just too sore, I'm too tired. And most athletes who are vegan understand that a vegan diet is very anti-inflammatory, very alkaline, and so the recovery is incredible. You know, me on day three, I was a little sore, but not enough to scratch or cancel competing. So it is a matter of attrition. And I find a lot of women in my age group are getting arthritis, something that most vegans generally do not get, especially as we age. And when I did my first marathon a few years ago, I felt like I could keep running at the end of 26 miles. I mean, it was a really weird experience, but just amazing what you experience. And many of us vegan athletes, we've been on panels together on the national lecture circuit, and we're all finding the same experience, a lot of energy and easy, easy recovery.
Well, that's wonderful. And so you go around also teaching cooking classes. What would you say your most popular favorite dishes are?
Well, of course, everybody wants to know how to save money. I did an event at the Miami Book Fair a couple of years ago, and somebody walks by and goes, well, I don't know about vegan, but you had me at $4 a day. So, you know, I like to show people how they can replace that meat and dairy with good quality protein, because everybody always asks you as an athlete, where do you get your protein? And I like, out of Paleo Vegan, there's a great mushroom curry dish that is so popular. When I was at the New Orleans Veg Fest a few years ago, the owner of a bakery made it for a book event I was doing there, and she liked it so well they kept it on the menu. So, you know, there's just lots of different recipes. Each of my books has 100 recipes or so, and there's no overlap.
Terrific. And you find people around you getting healthier as a result when you encourage them to do this?
Around me, meaning like...
Meaning, you know, if people are curious and, you know, they come to your classes and they start getting involved with eating vegan foods, have you seen...
Absolutely. I do see that all the time. I do a series of regular classes up at a health food store in St. Petersburg, Rolling Oats, and a woman came in, well, she's been coming in, and she finally showed us her driver's license picture, the whole class, her driver's license picture, and nobody recognized her. She had lost like 130 pounds. And I do see that that kind of weight loss, not every week, not every month, but every few months. And the different cooking classes that I do, even if they aren't taking my class, but they've just been doing a plant-based, balanced vegan diet, it is really incredible. Best kept secret in America. Why? Because ask your doctor next time you see them, when was the last time they took a nutrition class in medical school? Probably they never did.
Right. Yeah, it's always the pills and surgery. Well, we are out of time at the moment, and I have to ignite a vegan revolution against sellout organizations coming up. So, Ellen Jaffe Jones, I'd like to thank you for being with us today. The vegan books, Eat Vegan on $4 a Day, Paleo Vegan, and Kitchen Divided. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bob.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Okay, well, I say enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's time for a revolution and an uprising against all of these sellout organizations who have betrayed the poor animals, the most vulnerable among us. It's time to end the charade. We've been sold a pack of lies from, you know, a pack of deviant opportunists or rather, meat, dairy, and egg industry operatives, it seems. There's no differentiation at this point between animal killers and animal rights activists. The animal rights movement has morphed into the meat, dairy, and egg industries, and now we have this bloody cesspool of deceit that, you know, I mean, to show the depths to which the animal rights movement has sunk into this cesspool, we have the symbolic gesture of the animal rights movement at its annual conference, inducting a professional Bible Egg Salesman into its AR Hall of Fame at its big gala event, you know, emceed by Jane Velez Mitchell, no less, and all the brainwashed robots in the audience applauding. If you applauded, if you didn't rise in protest, well, you're part of the meat, dairy, and egg industries, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. If you are applauding an egg salesman, you know, you're not in your right mind, which is to be expected, you know, from what we're being sold by these organizations. But from the viewpoint of the animals, the animal rights movement is totally insane. From the viewpoint of the meat, dairy, and egg industries, it's another success story in profiteering from the exploitation of animals. You know, I mean, everybody at Farm's Animal Rights Conference, or ARCon, you know, I mean, it is a total con job. I mean, everybody there applauding was putting his or her hands together for the greatest cruelty on earth, for harsh confinement and mutilation and murder, you know. I mean, it's this year's AR Hall of Fame, you know, inductee, you know, works tirelessly in the commerce of hundreds of millions of eggs annually. Millions and millions of innocent hens, you know, their faces amputated, every single one of them murdered after exploitation. Of course, millions and millions of ground up poor male chicks also ground up or suffocated, male babies murdered at birth because they can't be exploited for the product sold by the 2015 AR Hall of Fame inductee. But the female hen can be because her shaft is a cloaca. That's right. The hen can be because her shaft is a cloaca. If you applauded for this egg salesman animal rights hero, you obviously approve of his lies to the public. I know it's not nice to say that somebody lies or call somebody a liar, but, you know, the truth is, lies. You know, this is an animal rights movement of lies, of psychopathic liars who expect you to embrace their lies and pass them on to others. A meat industry-controlled animal rights movement has to lie, right? I mean, it's a meat industry-controlled animal rights movement. It would have to lie, because if it really were an animal rights movement, it could never say the things it does with a straight face. You know, that's why it has to have the best animal betrayal specialists possible. People who care about animals can trust. You know, the meat, dairy, and egg industries do have the best animal betrayal specialists that money can buy. You know, look at the slick con men, you know, or at ARCon, the con men from HSUS, all, you know, those groups selling us, you know, humane meat over veganism. In fact, this meat industry animal rights movement is now attacking veganism with a vengeance, you know, saying, oh, it's too hard to be vegan. Don't ask people to give up dairy. That's too hard. We can't be so strict. If someone has a little mayonnaise with egg in it, you know, eat it. You know, don't look like such an extremist. Don't get upset with us for saying vegans should, you know, eat a little mayonnaise, you know, with egg in it, right? You know, these are the activists. You know, like, don't get upset with us for saying you should eat mayonnaise with egg in it, or you look like an angry vegan. Oh, aren't we all angry? We're so angry, angry. Well, I'm angry at this animal betrayal movement, and we will continue this discussion and play you really some smoking gun audio that'll make you say, enough, enough. I'm part of the revolution. I'm rising up against these animal betrayal specialists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com, on Twitter at Go Vegan Radio, Facebook Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and you can register now for the World Vegan Summit and Expo, which will be nothing like the Animal Rights Conference, or ARCon, which I'm discussing. Professor Francione is off this week. He'll be back next week. And I have to say that giving an egg salesman, inducting an egg salesman into the Animal Rights Hall of Fame, is the it's the eggshell that breaks the vegans back here, and also at ARCon, we had a presentation from Matt Ball of Sellout Group Farm Sanctuary, who gave a very anti-vegan, pro-humane meat, pro-dairy presentation. I have to say that we know that humane meat doesn't exist, except now it's being added into the animal rights lexicon by Farm Sanctuary, and saying that it's actually, you know, saying it's a good thing that when people are eating humane meat. So I've been, whatever humane meat might be, because it doesn't exist, but I guess the concept. Anyway, I've been trying to practice the advocacy strategies suggested by Matt Ball, Farm Sanctuary's Ball here. Let me see if I can try that. Okay. You're interested in going vegan? It probably won't last. You know, may I suggest that you eat humane meat? And by the way, you'll never be able to give up cheese. You know, actually, giving up dairy is way too hard. So don't even try that. It's a lot easier to give up eating chicken. You give up chicken. What? I can't give up, you know, nuggets and wings. No, really. You give up chicken. Maybe you can start by buying some cage-free eggs. You know, that's pretty much the same as being vegan. In fact, cage-free egg salesman just inducted into the Animal Rights Hall of Fame. So if you were thinking about going vegan, just eat cage-free eggs and tell all your friends to eat cage-free eggs to do also, and you'll be an AR activist. And if you want bacon, of course, we have crate-free bacon. The Humane Society of the United States just gave away discount coupons for Applegate humane bacon, and you can have a BLT if you want, and little egg, there's some eggs in the mayonnaise, no big deal. You know, I don't want you to think we're extremists by caring if a little egg is in the mayonnaise. So, anyway, so, I don't understand these vegans attacking vegans. I don't even know how we can consider them vegans anymore. Didn't we go vegan to remove ourselves from the suffering of animals? We didn't want to participate in the violence against them, the torture, the murder, instead of, you know, figuring out ways of marketing that. Since when did we go vegan to promote violence and suffering and murder? I mean, these people, you know, may be vegan in their dietary choices, possibly, and maybe, you know, when they're in a room full of vegans, but, you know, when they're not in a room full of vegans, they are in a back room, and they're plotting against the very animals that they're supposed to protect and defend, and actually, Farm Sanctuary organized an animal rights conference a while back, and thought that it would be good to hear from, you know, Farm Sanctuary Gene Bauer giving, really giving all of the animal rights, vegan respect to a speaker there named John Mackey. So first, let's hear Gene Bauer embracing, you know, giving all the vegan respect, all the animal rights respect to you know, our friend, our hero, John Mackey. He must be a great vegan, right? Let's hear that first one where Gene introduces John Mackey at the Farm Sanctuary conference, please. It's the first one.
Our next speaker is one powerful fella. He is one of the most influential people in the food business in this country. He also happens to be an outspoken vegan.
All right.
He's spoken out publicly to major media like the New York Times, Newsweek, about being vegan.
Cool.
I've also had the opportunity to be in meetings with him where he is speaking with folks who are not vegan, about the benefits of being vegan.
All right.
So he does not shy away from who he is in speaking about what he is passionate about. He also seeks to incorporate his personal values and desire for a more humane, more compassionate world in the business world. And that can be quite a challenge. And I think each of us in our daily lives face such challenges, face being vegan in a non-vegan world. So it is now my and also he's a man who I've come to respect and admire greatly over the past several months as I've seen him in action at meetings among some people at his own business and otherwise. So anyway, it's now my pleasure to bring up John Mackey.
All right. I guess we all are going to respect and admire this man. He's a vegan. And, well, let's hear what John Mackey has to say at the Farm Sanctuary Conference here.
This process is a multi-stakeholder process. And the way it works is we brought in all these activist groups that you see down here, AWI, Viva USA, TETA, HSUS, ARI, and Farm Sanctuary have all participated. And if there's some other group here that's participated that I just left out, sorry, talk to me afterwards. You're not invited to the meetings anymore. I think that's everyone that's participating. We also have the producers come in. And there's a species at a time, and it's a quite a... And then we have a Whole Foods people that are there. We have animal experts, and they're all animal experts who are care deeply about animals, and PETA and Viva make sure that there are vegan type veterinarians that are there, that so that there's our animal expert scientists. Duh. So that will be a wide representation of science experts there, because you know oftentimes you get into kind of a disagreement between what the producer says and what the animal rights people say, and I mean, heck, Whole Foods doesn't know what to do, so we have to kind of refer back to the animal experts, and they need to sort of guide us. We also have our auditor there. So we're all together in this room, and we basically kind of hat point by point. We sort of go through it, and we're getting better at it. Boy, it took a long time to do ducks. But we're getting a lot faster with it now because we've got enough species that we're beginning to learn what works and what doesn't work.
Wow. Is that not amazing? That's John Mackey and... he said Farm Sanctuary, HSUS, Animal Rights International, Viva USA, Animal Welfare Institute, all getting together in a back room to decide the acceptable torture of animals and therefore putting the stamp of happy meat on them. By the way, these clips are at humanemyth.org. As far as I'm concerned, this is the smoking gun, where they're getting together, they're planning the torture, species by species. Oh, ducks are hard, because they probably have to come up with some water or something, right? And just this gibberish about, oh, they made sure there were, what, vegan-type veterinarians there, and this is shocking that these backroom deals are going along, and this is at a Farm Sanctuary Animal Rights Conference, and then I guess there was an activist in the audience who had some questions for Mr. Mackey. We have that clip also then, Ben?
I know you went on a little bit about a lot of the problems you're having with raising the ducks. Why do you continue to sell duck meat and veal and products like that? They seem kind of fringe. A lot of places have stopped selling them. And to be, you know, up and coming and new on the compassion scale.
Well, we believe that ducks can be raised humanely, and there's a strong customer demand for ducks, particularly the Asian population. America has had a huge influx of Asian immigrants, and they're duck eaters. They like ducks. They're into ducks.
And veal?
Whole Foods veal is very humanely raised. It's not tethered. It's not anemic. It's humanely raised as any cow is humanely raised. So we don't see that if it's a crime to kill an adult cow, it's a crime to kill a baby calf. I mean, same argument can be made for lamb or anything else. I mean, Whole Foods is a grocery store, and our customers want to buy dead animals. And I've already answered this. If we stop selling that, we're going to go out of business. And it can't happen because we can't. I mean, I can't stop it.
Is this not amazing? I mean, the selling out of veganism, right there. You heard it. It's the selling out of veganism, the concept of veganism, right? Now it's, vegans get together in a back room and figure out species by species, even if it's difficult, even if there are ducks. I guess we have to figure out, how much water we need. I don't know if you're as shocked by this as I am. You should be. This should make you want to boot the entire animal rights movement to the curb and reboot and get involved. this is just too amazing. Farm Sanctuary, HSUS, Viva USA, Animal Rights International, Animal Welfare Institute, all in the back room. And what's important here? We need to keep Whole Foods in business with this humane myth. And suddenly, all of these products get an animal rights seal of approval. Is this unbelievable? I think we should listen to John Mackey again. I don't know if there's time before the break or not, but this is what the animal rights movement has come to be. Ben, do we have time to hear John Mackey again, the cut two? The second one. Yeah, okay.
Stakeholder process. And the way it works is we brought in all these activist groups that you see down here, AWI, Viva USA, PETA, HSUS, ARI, and Farm Sanctuary have all participated. And if there's some other group here that's participated that I just left out, sorry, talk to me afterwards. You're not invited to the meetings anymore.
We have to go to the break. We have to go to the break. So we'll continue, but we'll just sit here in a state of shock at the betrayal of animals by your favorite groups.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet,
and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic, but after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com, on Twitter at Go Vegan Radio, Facebook Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and please join us at the World Vegan Summit and Expo next July in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can go to WorldVeganSummit.com. Also in the Bay Area is one of the world's finest vegan restaurants, Vegetarian House in San Jose, 520 East Santa Clara Street, 100% vegan, organic, delicious. Check out the menu at Vegetarian House. .us. And if you have an event coming up in the Bay Area, social event, business event, you're getting married, Vegetarian House caters, and therefore your event will be that much more special. Go to vegetarianhouse.us. Before the break, we were talking about the backroom plotting by PETA and Farm Sanctuary and HSUS and Viva USA and Animal Welfare International and Animal Rights International, all in the back room plotting with Whole Foods on what would be the acceptable torture, species by species, so that we can have humane meat and happy murder. And, you know, that's really quite amazing, but...
smoking gun audio on the betrayal of animals right there. Let's remember that all of these groups put center stage by Farm USA, organizer of the Animal Rights Conference. People like Farm Sanctuary, HSUS, Mercy for Animals, Compassion Over Killing, In Defense of Animals, ASPCA, all reversed previously held positions on cruel enriched modified battery cages. They reversed their positions to partner with United Egg Producers in support of these horrendous concentration camps. And now from the animal rights movement, folks like Mercy for Animals and HSUS and, you know, just the whole rotten bunch, we're getting these lies about the animals being able to enjoy the five freedoms of animal rights. All of these animals who will be sliced and diced and, you know, shoved into Nestle's Hot Pockets and be sold on the shelves of Walmart will have enjoyed the five freedoms before being murdered. Those freedoms like freedom from pain and fear and discomfort and injury. You know, all a lie. We're all a lie from an animal rights movement that is all a lie. I don't know how anybody can support these groups anymore. They're anti-vegan. They're outwardly anti-vegan. You know, Wayne Pacelli gets on TV and says, when asked, would being vegan help animals? He says, no, there's no need for that. You know, just eating humane meat. Just eat humane meat. And that's what these folks are all about right now. And again, well, if you missed it, of course you could rewind it and it'll be archived. But let's listen once again to, Gene Bauer of Farm Sanctuary. If all the animals at Farm Sanctuary are little props. How could Farm Sanctuary not be in the interest of animals? Look, and of course, so many people who care about animals would work at Farm Sanctuary and really be brainwashed by these groups, you know. But the animals are exhibits and, you know, just, you know, what's their purpose? If they weren't at Farm Sanctuary, if they had to endure the conditions endorsed by Farm Sanctuary, they'd be in a lot of trouble. And, Gene Bauer introducing John Mackey as the vegan hero. You know, it's like, what did the vegan hero again say at Farm Sanctuary's conference, Ben? Can we hear that clip? The vegan hero, John Mackey? Yes, clip number two.
This process is a multi-stakeholder process. And the way it works is we brought in all these activist groups that you see down here, AWI, BBUSA, PETA, HSUS, ARI, and Farm Sanctuary have all participated. And if there's some other group here that's participated that I just left out, sorry, talk to me afterwards. You're not invited to the meetings anymore. I think that's everyone that's participating. We also have the producers come in. And there's a species at a time, and it's a quite a. And then we have a Whole Foods people that are there. We have animal experts, and they're all animal experts who are care deeply about animals. And,
well, they're all together. You can't tell the animal killers from the animal advocates anymore, can you? Very sad indeed. Okay, Professor Francione will be back next week. I want to thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. You can make a tax-deductible donation to have one voice out there for the animals. Go to goveganradio.com, click donate. Also register for the World Vegan Summit at worldvegansummit.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.